Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Genesis 31:1. The Bible is talking about how, we studied this already, how Jacob came over with just a stick in his hand and his backpack, I guess. And after, you know, a number of years, he's got all this livestock, he's got all these servants, he's got all this stuff. And in Genesis 31, verse 1 says, he heard the words of Laban's sons saying, Jacob has taken away all that was our father's, and of all that was our father's has he gotten all this glory. All this what?
Glory.
What are they talking about? They're talking about stuff. Why use the word glory? Because people don't think that way. They think glory has got nothing to do with riches. Hold your place here. We're in Genesis. Go all the way to Revelation. How many figure you find something in the front and in the back? You probably find it in the middle too. Right? Revelation 5. 10. Revelation 5:10. He talked about, he saw a group stand up that were redeemed to God out of every kindred, every tongue, and people from every nation. And he said, he's made us to our God kings and priests. What? Paupers? No, priests. Kings. And we shall what?
Reign
on the earth. How about in the ages to come? Are you going to be broke? Are you going to be under? Are you going to be over?
Yes.
Ruling and reigning. You're getting trained right now for that. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That's millions.
Yeah.
And they were saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and... Oh, surely they made a mistake.
No.
I mean, this is in heaven. This is the glory of God. Why would you talk about riches right here? This is that a misprint, you think?
No.
Riches? Riches? And wisdom and strength and what?
Honor
and glory and blessing. Riches and glory are linked together in the scriptures many places. Don't take my word for it. Go look it up. Numerous places you see riches and glory, riches and honor, even concerning the Lamb of God. Riches. Let's just back up again now. All the riches that are in the earth, is it for the devil?
No.
Did he create it?
No.
Does it belong to him?
No.
Should it be in the hands of unbelievers?
No.
Should it be used to build the finest casinos that money could buy? How many understand that they will level casinos that cost hundreds of millions of dollars? There's nothing wrong with them. Just level it to build a new one. Did you hear me? You talk about money, just pour it in there like water, and yet somebody paid too much for the carpet in the church. And folks going, oh, you wasted that. You wasted, you could have given that to the poor. Let me say something to you. And I know some people, if they didn't hear everything that went before it, you might not like it, but it needs to be said. Jesus' primary ministry was not to the poor. His primary ministry is to getting the word to people. Getting people saved, not ministering to the poor. He did minister to the poor. That was not job number one. And yet we've got all kind of people in Christendom today. They think that is Christianity. Well, you can give to the poor and then be lost.
Right.
And if a man gets all kind of stuff and loses his soul, what did it benefit him? Right? Our number one job is not to minister to the poor. Now, we should minister to the poor. Jesus did. He did it so frequently that, you know, when Judas got up to go out and betray him, they thought maybe he was giving something to the poor. He did do it. But that was not his primary goal in ministry. There are people that try to tell us, well, you know, you ought to be, instead of spending money on a big building, you're supposed to be helping the poor. Number one job is getting the word out.
Amen.
Did you hear me? We should be helping the poor. I'm believing to get so strong, we can do a lot of things for a lot of people, but that's not number one. Are you with me? Do you understand how so many people are deceived in this? The kingdom of God is not just, you know, people talk about, well, you know, religious organizations, their main objective is humanitarian. What do they mean by that? They mean doing natural things for people. That is not number one on the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Number one, ministering to people's spirits, getting the word in them.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
And how many understand, as your soul prospers, what's going to happen? Outside you're going to prosper.
Yes.
Physically you're going to prosper.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And besides that, how can you help the poor when you're poor yourself?
Right.
Who's going to help the poor if all of us poor? Right? I know another fellow one time, he was traveling all around and he was flying to minister to people. He's flying first class all the time. And somebody wanted to argue about that. They said, you know, you could save so much money by just riding back in the coach like I do. And the fellow said, who's going to minister to the people up in first class? Not you. Right? There's so much wrong thinking in these areas. But you know, you got to ask yourself sometimes, if I'm not paying the bill, why would I care? Right? I mean, why would I be so worked up about it? If I'm not paying the bill, you're judging them for something you don't even know how they got that way. What if somebody came up to them and said, I want to pay your airfare? Didn't cost them a dime. That kind of stuff's happened to me all the time. A lot of stuff I have, it's very expensive. It's very nice, but it costs me nothing. Why would it be wrong for me to have it? I've actually had people tell me, almost use these words, that that was too good for me. Because I'm a preacher. Well, in that case, I guess I should have been an outlaw. Then I could have really had a lot of stuff and nobody would have said nothing about it. Right? And you know, there's a lot of people, I've talked to them. I have sat across tables and talked to people who've got a call on their life and they won't answer it because they believe they have to be broke to serve God. They have aspirations. They want to be powerful financially and they've been running from the call for decades. I'm thinking of specific people. They won't obey the call. They won't. Why? Because they believe that they will never have anything if they go into the ministry. And it's not in the Bible. It's men's thinking. Wrong thinking. Riches and glory. Everybody say it out loud.
Riches
and glory. Do you see it? Riches and glory. Go to Isaiah 61, please. I'm working up towards something. Can you stay with me a little bit tonight? I understand some things you can't do in 10 minutes. You know, just... Isaiah 61. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
He starts out by talking about the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Ooh, glory. Because He's anointed me. And then He talks about He sent me. Everybody say sent.
Sent
me to bind up the brokenhearted. Sent me to preach liberty to the captive. Sent me to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And He goes on down in verse 6. He says, you shall be named the priests of the Lord. We saw that in Revelation, didn't we? Our God has made us. Jesus has made us unto our God. Kings and priests. You'll be named the priest of the Lord. Men will call you the ministers of our God. And you shall eat the riches of the Gentiles. And in their glory, you'll boast yourselves.
Hallelujah.
Glory. and riches. How many understand this? Let's get real basic. How many understand it's more glory to the Lord and His Word and His things for us to be in here tonight than by the side of the road?
Amen.
And I'm yelling because you can't hear me, you know, across the ditch. Now, if that's where you are, that's where you are. But how many believe God could bring you up to a higher place?
Amen.
So that everything you have and everything you do, everything about you bespeaks excellence.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
How many understand that you and I are ambassadors
Yes.
for the Lord?
Right,
we are His representatives.
Yeah.
Right? When
Phyllis
and I go to meetings with business people in town, or other ministers, or in other meetings, how many think we ought to walk in with cutoffs and raggedy shirt and holes in our sandals and pull up in the most wore out car that you've ever seen? Who do we represent? We represent you. We represent Faith Life Church. We represent the kingdom from Branson. We represent, most of all, the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Somebody said, well, I don't have much money. Well, the widow didn't either. But she represented, didn't she? Why? If you're doing the best you can with what you have, the Lord looks at your heart. And the Bible said in 2 Corinthians, He said, it's accepted, your offerings and your giving is accepted, not according to what a man doesn't have, but according to what you have. You know, we grew up in Mississippi. We had plenty to eat, but we didn't have a lot of stuff. And sometimes our clothes weren't, you know, it wouldn't have been the most fashionable thing. But I assure you this, it had a crease in it that you could part your hair with. And it was clean. Did you hear me? You're doing the best. How many understand there's no excuse to be dirty? You can take some sand and find a mud hole. Or go down to the creek, right? And get clean. If you want to. If you make just a little bit of effort, you can have what you have in the best condition. If you're believing for a new car, that's great. But you don't let your old one go without a wash job for 6 months. Did you hear me? You do the best you can with what you have.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Glory of God's House, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R625. That's R625, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.